into the full week of spring. We started that this past weekend, and we're enjoying the warmer weathers and looking to do some vacation traveling, maybe with the family. We're eager to get moving, and here to help us out about that is award-winning television journalist, lifestyle expert, sharing some tips this morning, Julie Loffredi. Good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Hey, Bruce. I'm doing great.
All right. The family wants to get out and go on vacation. What are some of the trends? Where are families looking to enjoy themselves this spring?
Well, family travel is back. So fun weekend trips, week-long getaways. But it's not just about the destination. A recent survey by Booking.com finds about 77% of Americans say travel is even more enjoyable when the journey feels like part of the trip itself. So no matter what your journey, Booking.com helps to kind of get all those travel plans together, pick incredible places to stay, homes, hotels, and then there's rental cars, taxi services, bookable attractions, and much more. Now, short road trips are really a winner for my family. We live about an hour away to beautiful Newport, Rhode Island. The spot was just named as a top U.S. city for hospitality. Atlanta, another trending destination.
And that gives some thoughts about where we want to go. How about keeping everybody happy on that trip? Any suggestions for that?
Yeah, well, certainly for those, you know, road trips, keeping the kids entertained, we always kind of look for those flowers in bloom this time of year. Wildflowers, my favorite, and Airwick and World Wildlife Fund are encouraging us all to share one square of beautiful wildflowers on our social media with the hashtag #SquareFootSuperBloom. Here's why. For each image shared and tagged by June 1st, WWF will reseed a real square foot of wildflowers in the northern Great Plains. It's all part of an effort to bring back those gorgeous wildflowers.
Now, I understand the bottom of that, too, but I'm sometimes worried on some of these trips where everybody has their own device and they're isolated, and if you drive, and if I'm the driver, I'm like, look at this, look at that, and no one is paying attention to the beautiful scenery. How do we kind of incorporate that into what we want to do for our vacation?
Yeah. So, you know, certainly limiting screen time can be helpful. We also do family game night, which the kids get really excited about. And the team behind Exploding Kittens and that super popular Throw Avocado have a new game out. It's called Mantis. So this is a colorfully cutthroat card game. Only two rules, steal or score. So I love that. It's so easy to learn. It's quick to play. Anyone can win. So you can get ready to be beat by your 7-year-old. And all the games can be found at Target and Target.com. So a lot of fun. And, yes, no screens.
Sometimes it's hard to lose to that 7-year-old, though. You know, you have to keep your ego in check when you're involved in something like that. But that's how you can take care of maybe some of the downtime and keep things as busy. Any other tips this morning for spring family fun?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just getting back to the basics, simple family fun, those weekend getaways, and enjoying really, you know, the outdoors, too.
And you kind of have to take things that are sort of age appropriate or realize that you don't have a young preschooler now. They're teenagers. They have a whole different interest, and maybe you can incorporate that thought into putting a trip together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if people want to find out more about some of the things you've talked about today, even maybe some of that survey that was going on, where can we get information?
So certainly booking.com for your travel planning, explodingkittens.com, and don't forget to use the hashtag #SquareFootSuperBloom. Your teenager can help you with that for all your wildflower picks.
Sounds good. Julie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yep. Julie Loffredi joining us this morning, award-winning journalist, joining us talking about getting things ready for spring family fun.